St. James Episcopal Church and Shelburne Parish trace their history in Loudoun County back to the 1700s. In 1895, the cornerstone was laid for the present building. Sadly, the building was damaged extensively by a fire in 1929. Fortunately, because of the thick stone walls, the basic structure withstood the flames and the nave was restored to its present form. Within this nave are two windows by Tiffany Studios, memorials to members of the church and their families. Although a tragedy, the fire in 1929 helps to date the two windows, as do their marks. Both windows can be found on the eastern wall, a deliberate placement as the sun, or S-O-N, rises in the east so that on Easter, as well as Christmas, the morning light hits this wall of the church first. Cross and Lilies is signed Tiffany Studios, a general mark used from 1900 until about 1915, with variations appearing through the end of the company in 1932. Since the fire destroyed much of the nave, and glass does not typically survive fires, it can be assumed this window was produced after 1929. As the bottom of the window attests, it is dedicated to Mary Odin Rogers, a member of the church who passed away in 1905. This inscription sits just below a banner that reads, "Mine eyes have seen thy salvation." The banner floats in front of a field of lilies that seem to undulate right out of the glass frame. Each petal and leaf is an individual piece of glass, as are the pieces that make up the central yellow cross. The Madonna and Child window is dedicated to the Hoffman family, George, his wife Flora, and their daughter Jane. Jane passed away in 1928, so it is safe to assume this window was created and installed after the 1929 fire. Another clue to its date is the signature of Lewis C. Tiffany, N.Y. This signature was actually a logo employed by Tiffany Studios on their windows from about 1915 until about 1932. The Madonna and Child window is a testament to the high standards and quality Tiffany expected from his craftsmen, designers, and makers. We come upon Mary and the baby Jesus within a landscape, so lost in thought that they are unaware of our presence. The words used in the dedication to the window confirm that Mary's attention is within. Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Mary's bright blue robe is made with pieces of drapery glass, molten glass that has been folded and draped, and then allowed to cool, creating a three-dimensional effect. She and the baby Jesus are framed in the foreground by irises on the left and lilies on the right. Surrounding their heads are blooms from the trees in the middle ground. This layering of elements, along with the use of drapery glass, creates an illusion of depth and reality. Although not created by Tiffany himself, he certainly would be pleased with the quality, beauty, and sensitivity that continued to characterize his studio's creations.